Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Advise Show Radio, the station that brings you intense discussions about the hottest topics. Make sure you join us by calling in at 347-996-3350. Now, here are your hosts, Gabriella and The Advise Show.
Like, seriously, Ms. Gabriella, you just messed it all up coming in. What you laughing at?
I was looking at something. And you actually cut it short, too.
Well, yeah, because you're playing and you just sound like laughing in the middle of stuff.
I'm sorry.
And so what's so funny? Share with the rest of the, what's so funny? Share with the rest of the class.
I can't.
All right.
It's a secret.
Oh, it's a secret. All right. Well, anyway.
Well, appreciate man, you had to cut the track, though.
Well, I was about to cut it regardless, but I heard you hee-hee-heeing, so I was trying to figure out what you were laughing at.
I'm sorry.
All right. You're forgiven this time. Anyway, I want to appreciate everybody joining us for the show. It's a nice topic, parents using children as weapons against each other. Now, I don't know if many of you know about the Derek Williams case. This brother was going through a bitter custody battle with his child's mother for 5 years. All he wanted to do was spend time with his son. If you had looked at the video I posted on my Advice Show Throwbacks channel, I showed you also a glimpse into his life and how he spent his time with his son. His son was his everything. And this woman did not want this man to spend the time with his son as he wanted to. She was being evil and vindictive, like a lot of women can be, at the end of a relationship. Now, before I get into some more things with that, Ms. Gabriella, how are you doing once again?
I'm fine.
Don't be talking all low now, because you were laughing all out loud earlier.
First of all, I didn't even know that you could hear me when you were playing that thing.
Well, yes, I can hear you, Ms. Gabriella. But anyway, how are you doing once again, Ms. Gabriella, since you're in a jolly mood?
You're making me feel bad.
Feel bad for what?
No, I'm good. I'm good. You know, I'm just chilling. I was working all day Saturday. I woke up at 8 o'clock and was working on my site from 8 o'clock in the morning until probably 6 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm.
So I took Sunday as just my day of rest, and I literally slept all day.
Yeah, Sue. Hey, you got to work like that, though. You can't, like, that's a lot of people don't realize. If you want to make something, you're trying to build something, it's a lot of work into it. It ain't just easy. And then people later look up and say, if you built something or you got something going right, then they're going to be like, oh, you know, thinking you want to be hating. Like, man, you don't know how much work it took to get to that point.
Because I know it's weird, but I actually sleep with my iPad and my cell phone right next to me. Because I have people that I work with, and they call me or they text me. And since they work from home, I can get a phone call at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I actually have to answer it. And then I still got to get up and go to school at 8 o'clock. So.
I feel you. Yeah, you always got
to
be.
I'm hustling, though. I'm trying to make something of myself.
There you go.
I don't want to be nasty to get my money either. I want to make my money the right way. So.
Correct. So Ms. Gabriella, about yes. Mr. Derek Williams, you know, what's your opinion about that?
I think it's unfortunate. And it's really disgusting, and I don't think that it's right for any parent to try to use their child as a weapon. Like, just because you don't like the father anymore, you want to take them away because you know that's going to hurt them. And it's like, I understand that sometimes a mother may be bitter because the relationship didn't work out, but I don't think that you should have to go to that kind of extent, to the point where... you would do what she did because you just want to see him suffer that much. Because at the end, I mean, I know she's going to be kicking herself. She might be feeling good for a little while, but I know she's going to be kicking herself later.
Yeah, did you see that post that I put up on my Advisor Throwbacks channel with her in it?
Not yet.
No, she's very nonchalant. Like, well, you know, it's not my fault, and... she don't feel bad about nothing. Like, that kind of female, I say, when I heard her talking, I said, oh, man. I said, she one of them. I say one of them just evil chicks. I mean, just like, and one thing it was getting me upset and bothering me, every time we talk about women like that, they say, oh, well, y'all picking a hood rat, so y'all picking the wrong one. It's like, where did you get that from? And it's only hood rats that act that way. Where did you get that from? So you're just saying that, okay, hood rats is the one to give men problems, and so no woman outside of hood rats don't give a man a problem with his children. That's a lie, because I don't date hood rats. I don't fool with hood rats, and hood rats don't like me, and yet I got problems. You know what I'm saying? My child's mother, I can't stand a lot of stuff she does, but, you know, she's not what you would consider a hood rat if you met her. So I don't know where y'all get that from. And there's a lot of men that don't have children with hood rats, and yet they have to deal with this. And it's men in general, not just black men, because there are white guys. When I was discussing this story at work, that white guy said, oh, man, my child's mother the same way. I got another coworker, he white. He'd say his child's mother acts crazy with him. So it's not even it's not a race. It's just women in general, how evil they can be toward men who actually want to be in their children's life. But let me see, I got a call holding on the line here. Let me see who this is. Area code 727, you on the show.
Hey, what's going on, Advanso? Nice show you got going on, man.
Appreciate it. What's your name? Okay, I couldn't hear you. What'd you say? What's your name?
John.
John, okay, what's going on, John? What's your mind on the topic?
Well, I gave you like a Facebook comment. Remember when I told you about we got to take care of our own house? You know, it's just kind of sad, you know, like it just goes on in our communities every day, man. Especially in Tampa Bay, Florida, you know, where I'm from. Just so many, at the end of the day, people want to get their paycheck. You know what I mean? Payday is coming. Advanso, payday is coming. Like, whether you do a good thing or a bad thing, payday is going to come.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, sir. So, now, you know about the case of Mr. Derrick Williams?
I'm very familiar. I'm not from that Houston area, but I just see horror stories going on, especially in, like, I just saw the post you made on YouTube about what you made about Mr. Derrick Williams.
That's why I kind of want to focus on. So what do you think about that whole scenario about the mom, you know, just giving this man hell for 5 years? All he wanted to do is spend time with his child. I mean, if you was put in that position, I mean, how would you feel?
I'd be heartbroken, man. I mean, like, I want to be a good... Especially, you know, they try to put the stigma that men are no good, baby daddies. That's not true. There are some real good men out there that really want to take care of their kids, including women. There are some good women who want to be in their child's life. They get denied access. You know, I mean, I am blessed. I got two parents in my life.
That's great. That's great. You know, the thing is, you know, they like to complain so much about what, especially, you know, black men are doing and what they're not doing. Right. Then you have a black man that's doing the right things. And I noticed that the men that are doing the right things, they always the one that suffer. But you have these deadbeat, no good thugs on the street making baby after baby, and they are scot-free. They are stress-free. The courts don't bother them. Nothing. And I don't get it. How is it you disrespect a man that's actually there for his child, paying for his child, being a father? Why would you disrespect that time for man? I don't get it.
Well, I can tell you I'm 25 years old, I can tell you, Mr. Advanso, that I bet you that woman, like, what was her name? I'm trying to remember this woman's name.
Latasha, her name, Latasha Alston, that's her name.
All right. What would happen if she did the same thing to little E-Dog or little Cleon? She'd get her butt whooped. She'd be put to death. Seriously. And she's the thugs now.
Yeah.
I mean, if she did it to little Cleon or little E-Bone or E-Dog, there'd be hell to pay. She'd probably get
when it comes to Ray Ray and Pookie on the corner, she ain't going to do that. Because they'll go upside her head.
That's why.
They'll go up right upside her head. And the counterpart about it, they be in love with them dudes. dogging him out and everything, be chasing behind him, giving him money, letting him use her car and everything. But if she have a child with a good man, oh, no, she going to put him through hell, put them papers on him, everything. Mm. I mean, shoot, you know, now you're trying to work with the man. Give me a second. Area code 843 on the show.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm just calling, just listen live. That's it.
Okay, all right. Well, anyway, like okay. I said, they sit here, and these dudes that are thugs, they want to sit up there and treat them like kings. But the decent men, they want to treat like crap in our community. And that's a big thing. Of course, I know all women could act like that, but when it comes to the black community, that's a big thing. And fathers aren't respected in our community at all.
It's like for me, like I'm a computer guy. I go to college, so I'm a computer engineer guy. They want to look at my direction, but the moment I look at someone outside the community, then they want to hate on me.
Yeah, you got to call a spade. You know, on this show, I'm going to call a spade on a lot of stuff. And the fact of the matter is, good brothers in a situation like this, if he gets tired of it, and let's say if he fool with a chick of it from a different community, okay, all of a sudden he'll sell out or whatever. But you know what? Women, like I said, women in general can act a fool. Don't get me wrong. I know, like I told you, I got white guys that tell me about how they kids' mama act. And all this other stuff, Hispanic guys, trust me, all of them can act crazy with you. I want to put that out there. It's not one group of women that's doing that.
Right.
But when it comes to in our community, at least the black community, good men aren't respected, good men aren't wanted, and good fathers aren't wanted either because it's like programming a lot of these females' head that you don't need a man around. And that's stupid.
That's feminism, I think.
It's just like, here's something that you should know, Vaso. Like, remember I made a comment on your Facebook page saying that if we don't keep track, remember I told you about the 73% of single mothers come out of wedlock to kids? And I told you, that was me making that comment about the 90%.
Okay.
That was me, because in my fear is, man, like, if we don't get this thing together, I'm afraid no brother's going to look at our women, the sisters, none in the near future.
I agree with that, but you know, it has to be some respect there. It's like, I mean, it's not meant for women to raise their children alone. And whoever, put this stuff in their head to say that's okay and that's to be expected is totally wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It's totally wrong. And the fact of the matter is, I know a lot of brothers, and then put something else out there. Black men ain't got a bunch of kids like you're thinking about. I know a lot of black men who work every day and don't have not even one child out there. But when you talk about the women, every time they meeting a woman, this woman got a kid, a kid in tow. Like that's the thing too in the black community. Why is it that it's okay for these women to have kids all over the place, but a black man that don't have no kids, he got to start having ready-made families, and they get pissed off if you say, I don't want a ready-made family.
It's just like the one girl I'm talking to, like she has five kids. She asked me, hey, Johnny, why don't we go out? I said, nah, you have five kids, you're a liability. I tell these women who have three or four kids, you are a liability to me because I'm going to school to be a computer geek.
How many kids do you have?
Computer.
Do you have any kids?
None.
Why are you talking to her? That's a waste of your time. They can talk all day, but they be talking to my backside too when I walk off. You got five kids. I can't fool with you. I'm trying to make some of myself. Five kids. How old is this chick? 23.
She's probably about 19 or probably 23 right now.
Oh,
they got five kids. Man, you better run from that chick like a dude from the plantation. You better run.
That's what I did. I just say, wow. It's like
you shake that chick, she get pregnant.
Oh, man. You can cough on her and get her pregnant. That's not, doesn't it? Mm-mm.
Oh, hell no. And then if females get mad, you say stuff like that, they get pissed off at me. They like, you know, why you say stuff like that? Because no man should have to sit up there and take care of another man's kids. You should have thought about that before you sit up there and let that dude impregnate you like that. So I'm sorry. You should have took care of yourself. And you have more to lose as a woman to have all these different men. Sorry, because these men go on with their life, and they have a good quality of life, no matter how many kids they have. But the woman gets her body tore up, and the woman gets rejected by a lot of men and everything. Because they don't. They look at all these kids like, what guy in his right mind would take her serious? I would not take her serious at all. I don't think I'd say I'd be a homeboy. That's about it. Other than that, I can't take, I'm not taking on the Brady Bunch. I ain't got it, not even a dog.
Exactly. But women don't want to see that, though, because they're like, oh, because they be watching them Tyler Perry movies. And they're just like, well, a real man should be able to take me on and all my kids.
Yeah, a real man. Like, I thought, well, what about a real woman don't have no kids until she marries a real man? How about that?
Well, I made a mistake, and it was an accident.
Accident that repeated itself three times.
Exactly. See, that's my thing. Cause I usually say that I can understand if it was a one time and you learned from it. But if you got three and four and five, that's not a mistake. That's a conscious choice.
You know what?
You sat there.
I agree with you on that. I'll give it a woman a pass that she said, you know, look, it was a messed up situation. Yes, I had one child. And she ain't had none since. This child's even older now. I mean, it's proof that she, you know, having food with nobody like that. She watched it, everything. A dude would be more inclined to be like, okay, you know, she got one child. Well, you start producing two and three and four and five, and that chick he was describing on the line was 19 years old with five kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I guarantee you that chick wasn't giving hell to none of them dudes. Guarantee you she wasn't. But let her got pregnant by a guy who work hard, who want to be in his child life. And then they got some of these females, they hold their children hostage, like for ransom. Oh, well, mm-hmm. I'm not going to let you see your child unless you give me, you know, X amount of dollars. And I'm like, what? That's like holding a kid hostage. Like, well, I paid my child support. You know what I'm saying?
At first, they'll sit there and poison the children against the father because they're angry at the father. So they'll sit there and say all these nasty, dirty things about their child's father, and then the girl will grow, or the girl, the boy is going to grow up confused, hating their parents, not understanding why, you know, why their dad was such a horrible person, and that's going to make them feel bad too.
Yeah, when the truth comes out though, because the truth always comes out, and that boy eventually, or girl, will get an epiphany to actually go research some things for themselves, and they won't like in the end what happens when they find out their mother's true colors. Because, you know, when I was growing up, some things my mom said about my dad, I had to go investigate myself. And once I did my own investigation, I went right back to my mom and said, Mom, you're wrong for a lot of stuff you said about my father like that. You're wrong. I said, I thought a lot of ways about my dad because of some of the things you were saying. And like I said, I don't have the same relationship with my mother like I used to. I love my mother, get me wrong, but I don't have the same relationship with her because I thought that was foul. And when it comes to my father, me and him are great. We are great. Trust me. Like, we have a great relationship. I go sit down over there, talk with him for hours. You know, I call him. You know, man, you know, I was in a situation and my dad helped me out. I mean, all kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? So, and I'm glad of that. But the fact of the matter is, I just thought it was so foul that my mom would say certain things. And even to this day, my mom still have kind of like attitude about my dad. They've been divorced. Man, I'm like 34 years old. They got divorced when I was 8. That goes to tell you how long ago that's been.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, my mom still got some sort of beef toward, you know, like my dad. Give me a second here. Area code 281, you on the show.
281.
Yes, sir. Houston, what's up?
Hey, how you doing? This is Derek Williams.
Oh, Derek, what's up, brother?
Wow, really?
Yeah, how you doing, man? Yeah, I know. My name's the same as the guy.
But, I thought you was a real person. Wait, no, what am I thinking? I'm crazy. So I'm just like, what's up, a weird coincidence. But how are you?
I'm doing good. I actually just signed on and saw the radio show. Just had to go pick up some food. I'm in the hotel now. But anyway, my question is, why do you think a lot of women, not a lot, but the ones that we're talking about in particular, have this stigma that they believe a real man should be able to handle me when they have all those kids? Why do you think they think that way?
It's
man, if I had the answer for that, I would be the great oracle of the world. I don't have the answer for that. I think that's stupid.
That was Tyler Perry.
No, that was way before Tyler Perry. No, you can't blame Tyler Perry on that one. Tyler Perry just put that in film. That's the only difference he did. No, that's been going on. Oh, he a real man. He'll take me and my kids. Like, Why is somebody, like, where you get that from?
I think it's the, I've actually heard, I'm not, I really don't want to talk about my own family, but I, let's just say that I've heard people that I know of by blood that would sit there and say things like that and be like, well, you know, the man should be able to love me and my kids and should be able to take me on and, you know, should be able to be there for us and provide for us and be a strong support and help pay for the kids' clothes and stuff. And that's what a real man should do. A real man should step up and be responsible. But I'm like, well, why couldn't you step up and be responsible and not get pregnant in the first place?
Or find that type of guy from the get-go, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's just something that women tell each other.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, the problem is that women need to stop taking advice from their bitter old auntie or their bitter old grandmama or bitter mama who can't find
them. Or they dumb friends.
Or they stupid friends.
Yeah.
Because that's
friends
the problem.
How is it a bunch of single, no man having women is going to sit up there and give advice to a chick that had no man either?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why that's stupid? Wouldn't you take advice from a chick that got a man or got a good situation? I'm just saying that's stupid.
I know. I actually have.
You know what that's like? Look, let me ask you a question. You know what that's like? That'd be like me saying, going up to a person that's, you know, has way more weight than me and say, hey, how do I lose weight? That's the same thing. Why would I go to them?
Mm-hmm.
Why am I going to somebody who's working out all the time and say, man, what you doing? Okay, that makes sense.
Those are the ones they avoid.
They don't want to do. They don't want to go ask the married chick that's been married for years upon years, or even the chick has been in a long-term relationship and she's happy or something. No, they don't go ask them chicks. They go ask other chicks that's in their lane.
Yep.
And they continually just keep messing each other up. And I think the problem is that misery loves company, too. And
yeah.
I've seen a lot of females will sit there and purposely mislead their friend. Because they just want to have their little single ladies alliance and their single ladies club, and they all want to be able to go out and have somebody to party with, and they can exchange, they can take turns watching the kids. So, like, let's say it's five of them. They'll have one kid, one woman watching the kids one night, and then they'll all go out and party, and they kind of just want to have their little single lady clique. And so whenever a girl is having an issue with their boyfriend, they'll just give them really bad advice, or worse, try to sleep with their man. Because they just don't want to see them happy. I've seen it. That's why I don't mess with females like that. You got to be careful.
I got a story similar to that. Y'all want to hear it?
Yeah, go ahead, bro.
Okay. Check this out, man. All right, so I'm up here in Colorado on business, and I'm visiting family and all that while I'm working. And it was a cousin's friend's birthday, and they're all like single mothers, pretty much. Two of them are married, but the rest of them are single. And they went out to this place to eat and everything, and they got to talking, and they were just being really real with me there. And it baffled me, because what you're talking about, the misery loves company thing,
uh-huh.
The ones that were single, they all slept with the same guy back when they were my age, me and Gabrielle's ages, like in their 20s, and they're still dealing with this type of stuff, and they're in their late 30s, early 40s, still dealing with that childish stuff. And I couldn't believe the stuff that I was hearing. I was like, why? It's like they're setting themselves up for failure, you know?
Oh,
and,
yeah.
They set themselves up for failure, and they're asking for advice from the same people. Shoot, if I wasn't there, they wouldn't have heard nothing of note, because some of the stuff I told them, you kind of made your own bed on that situation, because you all knew this person wasn't about it from the get, you know.
Yeah.
Good talk.
Good. Well, give me a second, Derek. 678. Who is that?
This is Chad. The advice show. It's been a long time, brother.
Oh yeah, man. What's going on?
Nothing much. Good topic. You're speaking about. And,
all right,
you know,
so I know you know about Derek Williams. Not that Derek Williams is on the line, but but the Derek Williams that they got killed by the police, suicide by police. So what's your take on that, man?
I still can't believe another black man did that. Usually this is either white or Asians that do crap like this. It just the fact that it's now black men doing this, even though I feel that Navy Yard shooting was COINTELPRO, because my man's Darwall was on ABC 20 for 20 doing a radio show of white nationalists, and it happened the day after this. Suspicious to me. But, you know, it's just crazy. It's just that now 3.8 million people that get off food stamps, and now things just get crazier. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, my thing is people don't understand that the psychological torture that a woman could take you through with your child. People don't understand that. And if you care about your child, it's going to get to you. And the issue with Derek is that Derek didn't, in my opinion, didn't remove himself from the situation long enough just to calm down and be processed. Because sometimes you have to do that. Like in my situation, like I had an issue with my child's mother. It was getting so bad, you know, to the point I said, you know what, I got to back off. I got to back off. I said, because, you know, you get to a point like, you know, if I see you, I may end up going to jail. So it's as best you just back off. Because
hey, Lenny, by the show.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead. Sorry, sir.
What's up?
No, go ahead. Finish up. I want to hear the rest of it, what you're saying.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you just get to that point, and, you know, one thing that frustrates me a lot of time is that women will say, oh, well, you know, y'all guys need to stop picking them hood rats. And, like, that just runs through me because it's like, female, you act like, you know, hood rats can't even be good mothers. I've seen chicks who's considered hood rats and really take care of their kids. They hood rats, but they take care of their kids. And they don't give the guy no problem. So you can't just say hood rats. I mean, it's a lot of chicks with degrees and everything give dudes hell just because he not with her no more and she can't get another man similar to him. That's what it is, and she regretting it, and she taking it out on him and using his child as a form of torture to harm this man because she can't do it no other way because he can care less about the chick.
Right, and the advice, so just another point, did white people make you do this or did white people make this woman go against you? I'm asking.
What people?
Did white people do this to you or what?
Well, white people ain't got nothing to do with what another person do. I don't blame. I'm not.
What I'm trying to ask is, I hear the people that I think I showed you about cows and everything. You know how they say that it's just white supremacy and white people doing all this. Why can't people understand that it's just corrupt women?
It's the individual. Let me answer that. It's not about white people and white this and white that. It's the individual woman. No matter if she's using the court system, the family law courts, it's still
right,
that
the
woman
court system,
that's doing
white daddy.
And white people ain't to blame for what nobody do. That's how I take it, because the white people ain't got that kind of control over people like that. That's how I feel, and I don't believe in those cop outs. The fact of the matter is that woman is being evil and vindictive on her own measure. Nobody's making her do anything. She's free. So, with that said, no, it's the woman that's choosing to do that.
Thank you very much, Tivisha. Love hearing that.
Yeah.
I agree with you, man. I feel like we use that excuse way too much. Way too much.
It's not about color. It's the individual involved. Because, I mean, I know you could say that, oh, well, you know, the court system is put in place to encourage black women to go in and turn against the black men by using child support. But there's actually some black
women. I'm glad you brought that up. I'm glad you brought that up about white people, because what about the white men that suffer in the same fate? Because when I was talking about this story at work, and they had white men sitting right there, they had a white man say, oh, that woman sounds just like my child's mother. She gives me so much hell every day. So white men go through it too. So what you going to say about the court system then? That's why that logic about the court system and color doesn't really add up, because if that's the case, then they wouldn't get put on child support. They wouldn't suffer either.
I mean,
we just hear about black people more often than everyone else.
That's a problem with a lot of black folks. That's a problem.
That's
a problem.
I mean, whenever there's a major news story, when it comes to the family law courts or something with welfare, you always have a black face representing that. But for the most part, I mean, we make up only 13% of the population. So it's not like we're the only people that are going through this. It's 75%, you know, of white people, and I think it's, that was something 2010 consensus, but the majority of the population is either Latino, Asian, Native American, or white, or something else. So those are the people that are going through it just as much as the black man, and just as, you know. And, I mean, there's even, I know that, I don't know what state it is, but I think it's Texas. But this is a case where there's a lack of
Well, give me a second, Ms. Gabriella. What's that noise in the background? Somebody got some noise going in the background. Okay, what you were saying, Ms. Gabriella, about Texas?
Okay.
What?
There was a, I don't know if it was in Texas, but it was a long time ago, so I'm sorry if I can't remember. But there was a man who was a Latin man who had to pay child support on a child that was clearly not his. The child had fiery red hair and green eyes and a Latino, and still had to pay child support for this child for the next 18 years because
wow.
He was born while they were married, you know, while he was married to the white woman, and she went out and cheated on him, and he has to still pay for that. I mean, he's still in a good, he's better of a person than I am.
I dodged that bullet too. I seriously dodged it. My lawyer told me, he said, let me tell you something right now. He said, because what the courts try to do is stick me with child support for her child and my child. I said, wait a minute. All I got is one. And they'll stuck me with that two-kid child support. And my lawyer said, well, let me tell you something. I know you care about the child. I said, but you better make a decision. He said, either you fight it now or you stuck with it until she turned 18. And I said, oh, no, forget that. So I fought it. And, of course, it came back, and the judge said, okay, ma'am, you already knew it wasn't his kid, so you're going to pay him back. You know, so that's what happened, you know, with that particular situation. But, yeah, so if you don't have a lawyer and stuff, them courts will stick you like that.
Mm-hmm.
How is it legal to make a man pay for a child that's not even his?
The woman went out and cheated on him.
Yeah.
Got pregnant, and he has to pay for the next 18 years. For nothing.
Damn.
I would have. Just because that one court says it doesn't mean you can't appeal that. You can appeal that and take it all the way up if you want to. That's what a lot of men don't realize. Just because that court said it don't mean an appeal court can't say nothing. You know,
couldn't he just get couldn't he just have gotten a DNA test?
I mean, you don't even have to have a DNA test. You can look at the kid and look at him and say that's not his kid. But the law said that any child born within the marriage is considered the child of the father. So,
wow. Now you can get a court. If you got an issue of infidelity in the marriage or something like that, and you bring all the evidence and things in question, and you want a court ordered DNA test on that child.
Mm-hmm.
You can, because they changed that in Texas. They changed that. If a man is proven not to be the father, they will take him off. They did change that in the law. It used to be where you were stuck. But now, no, Texas changed that.
Shout out to Texas.
I'm glad they did, too. it's not right for a man to pay for a child that's not his.
Mm-hmm.
Not at all. Mm-hmm. It ain't his fault.
You know, I've been putting up stuff on my Facebook page. And I had two women really was digging at me the other day when I bought my video, and I keep putting posts up, and I want one of them to call me. I want them to talk to me about, you know, they were mad about some things I was saying. Because every time I put up a video about child support, females get mad. Like, why? You know what I'm saying? Like, why?
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me see if I can go to this post and read you what. Look, and it's nothing against the sister at all, what I'm about to say. It's just, let me get to this post and read this post back and forth I had with her because, like I said, let's see, where is it at? I'm going to get to it because this is a trip, what she has said on this post. Oh, come on. Oh, here we go. It's right. Is this it? trying to get to it, y'all. I mean, it was a long back and forth we had too. Tragic end to the story. Oh, come on, y'all. I mean, cause she went back and forth with me all. Oh, here we go. This right here.
All right.
Yeah. I'm glad. Okay, so I asked her a question, right? And I'm not calling the sister's name, but if she hid, well, she hid, whatever. So, I asked. She said about my video, total foolishness. You can do what you please, because about the attorney that came out talking about recently about how Texas. You know, you can just do what you want to do with that child support card. You can take trips, vacations, and everything. And he said he don't feel that's right. He said it needs to go to the child. So she stated, total foolishness. You can do what you please. That money goes into a pot to pay gas, electric, car note, mortgage, gas for the car, daycare, food, tuition, clothes, vacation, medical. That money ran out before the child's portion is covered. Give me a break. There's another means of trying to control that woman. If the child is well taken care of, thank God, and shut up. That's what she has stated about, you know, my opinion about the video. So I said, yeah, so that, well, let me finish. So this is what I said in response. I said, let me ask you a question. The attorney said in the video a man was paying $1,400 a month in child support for an infant that's 6 months old. Do you think a six-month-old baby will ever spend that amount of money in a month? Right? Now, before I get to what she said, which was crazy, what do you think about that? Do you think a six-month-old...
No.
And where do you think the money goes?
No.
That's some of that don't cost
in her pocketbook.
That's like some people's rent plus 2 months, you know? Man.
Yeah, I mean, you're right there. But it's all about, 20%, and they focus on this percentage. 20% of his income, no matter how much you make, goes to child support. And this is my thing. I mean, one time I made a video in the past, women got mad about that. I said, they need to be a cap on child support. Just like they got a limit on your job and how much you can make. Why it can't be a limit? Say, okay, men can pay child support up until this amount of money a month. In my opinion, I think $1,000 should be the limit. No matter how, why should you be penalized as a man for working and for making money? It's like, you might as well just go be a thug, because at least you're not bothered. That's the way the system works. You get a $1 million contract. You get whatever. You be successful in business. You're going to have to pay a big portion. And think about it. Look at these NBA players that pay child support, paying $20,000 a month, $30,000 a month.
Child,
you know, good and well, that's not going to that all to that child. That woman don't have to work. She can just sit at home and parlay all day. Do what?
I'm just saying that what's bad about it is those women will still be broke at the end. Like, spending that $20,000.
Show.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, remember when that woman accused that boy of rape and she got a $2-3 million
Exactly. Payment? Now she's on welfare.
And now she's on welfare and she lied about the entire thing and had to spend his life. And that's what I'm saying. Like, how do you spend that much money and you're on welfare now?
That's just well, you know how a lot of us black folks are. We you know, try to poor man ball so hard that we don't know what to do with money when we get it. Mm-hmm. You know, instead of investing our money
consumer.
And watching our money, we don't do that.
$1 trillion consumer.
Yeah, but let me get to your response that she typed to me. Okay, y'all gonna trip out. So response I asked about the $1,400 a month deal. She said, the infant lives in a home. Say the mortgage is $1,000 a month. The infant now is responsible for half. So the infant is responsible for $500. Let's keep going. A baby. We didn't ask to be here. Now the baby's responsible, okay? The parents split the half, so the infant owes $250. Gas bill, same formula. 100, electric, 50, formula 100 for daycare. Let me see. Formula, I guess. Whatever formula, baby formula. Daycare, 400, even split on this one. Gas for the car, clothing, car note, water bill, garbage fees, all of this split according to the formula. If there is more than one child, then the formula changes. If one mother, three children, the children are responsible for 3/4 of the mortgage. Are you freaking kidding me? So
wow.
It's $750, which is split between the parents, making them both responsible for $375. Most mothers never get anything close to covering this child's portion. the mother must cover it all, whether that check comes or not. So, according to this sister's logic, now we got little children that's responsible for bills they did not ask to pay. Okay. Then I get another argument about child support. Well, that money is not enough. I use my money to help facilitate what child support don't bring in. And my response was, well, if the man had the child full time, he would have to be doing the exact same thing. What's the point?
Wow.
I mean, this is some of the mindsets that some women have when it comes to child support. That, you know, one thing I can't stand for even them to consider child support as income for them. Another thing I don't like it is tax-free. You can't claim taxes on it, and the government can't get a portion of it. Why is that? If I won the lotto or something, and I was getting lotto payments, I have to pay taxes on that. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So why is it that if I have to pay payments on lotto payments, but as long as it's child support lottery, you don't have to pay?
Child support lottery.
Wow.
Well, I mean, women are technically, when you get child support from a rich man, that is like hitting the lotto, because that's $20,000 a month.
Yes.
And you get a house too, so.
Yeah.
It's a shame. It's really sad and disgusting, and I really feel. I mean, I know that they're cutting welfare now, but I really think that there needs to be some type of reform with this. I think that there should be like no more than $1,000 a month, just like you said, because there's no, even that is too much, because children don't really cost that much.
That's how much leeway I'm giving for, like, say, up to one child. Now, okay, two children, you know, then, yeah, you it'll go up a little bit more, you know, the most.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sorry. It needs some caps to this stuff. That's not right. I mean, for a man to be, have to be penalized just because he has children and he want to work. And these females, they can go to child support every month if they want to. They're thinking you're making money to try to get a modification so the child support can be snooping in your finances.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not about the child. It's about, you know, them just wanting this man's money. And then if this man is doing good, would say, you know what? Well, let's go to court, sign over the rights to the child, and I have full time custody. And a lot of these men don't even say, you know what? Say, you ain't got to pay child support. I'm cool. No, Like I told that to mine. She was complaining, oh, child support is not enough. I said, okay, well, let's go to court. I'll take my boy full time. No problem. I'm saying, you could pay child support. And that's it. That's how you know you wouldn't pay much child support anyway. That's no problem. I have it. Oh, no, I'm not giving up my son. I said, yeah, you just want to give up that check.
Wow.
You ain't fooling me.
Those bills, that money, that's
how many
money.
Men, a lot of these women say men don't want to custody their kids. I'm the one that won't custody of my child. And yet, you know, so then I was discussing the other day with some coworkers about, you know, yeah, I'm going to go that route. You know, the time's going to come where I'm going to go fight for custody.
Mm-hmm.
And he was telling me, he said, the only thing you may have an issue with, since he has a sister, and it's going to be hard for them to possibly take him away, he said, because they don't like to break up those kids. He said, that's the only thing you may run into. And I said, yeah, I didn't think about it like that. You know, because these courts want to consider all kind of stuff. But like I told them, they don't mean I'm not going to try. Because, you know, a lot of guys don't want visitation, custody. A lot of them don't. But, you know, when it comes to me, I won't custody of my boy.
That's how I should be, too.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what woman would be upset that a man wants custody of his child.
That's,
I can understand you a thug and you a dope head. I get that. But, dog, you know, like this female been knowing me for years upon years. So she know I'm a hardworking brother, no trouble getting into type of man. And yet she still, you know, gives me problems. I mean, it's just, you know. But let's get back to this sister that was responding, the one that came up with this lovely formula about child support. She stated, let me get down to what I said in response. I said, sister, those figures have one flaw. No child is responsible for paying our bills. That comment may prompt me to respond in the video, which I may. I said, I can't really express myself in writing like I can in video. So her response back was a lot of men complain about visitation but won't go to court. If the mother refuses to comply with visitation order, most likely she will lose custody and it will be given to the father, but the father must actually comply with visitation file violations. If the mother doesn't comply and take her to court, no lawyer needed. And that was like she was talking about visitation. She was talking about visitation on that one. Now, the one where she come up with all this formula, she had two people give her a thumbs up on this stuff. But
wow.
Also, it was another woman that was getting into it with me, too,
they,
on here.
They were females, though.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, they were females.
Females.
They were
females.
Single mothers.
Yeah.
They sitting there singing all single ladies and drinking their coffee. About it, and carrying on.
Just like that ABC interview with that, I forgot her name, but why so many successful black women are single. I forgot the name of that document. You know what I'm talking about, Biz White Show?
Hold on a second. What you were saying? Go ahead.
No, the documentary about single black women on ABC.
Oh, yeah, a while back.
Yeah, I think she was playing I Was Single with Slaves.
I was responding to a sister's message on Facebook, and I was asking her to...
Someone jamming over there.
No, that was my phone just went off. Like I said, I was trying to call my son earlier because today is his birthday, and but nobody answered. So I'm like, well, now all of a sudden I'm on this show. They want to call. I say, well, I'm about to call it when I get off the show. It's no big deal. But yeah, I told this one sister I was talking to. She was saying about, I asked a question where some women get the statement if, you know, it takes a real man to take care of me and my kids. Do you feel that statement is fair? And she left a statement, no, some real men don't want to take care of another man's child. Maturity has to come in both directions because at the end of the day, the child hurts from a failed relationship. So I told her, you know, she can call the show. So we'll see if she call in. So what you were saying, Chad?
No, I was talking about, did you see the ABC interview with why black women are single?
Yeah, that one from long while ago.
Yeah, with Steve Harvey. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I seen that. I seen that mess.
Simp.
I feel like the reason for that, I don't agree with it fully, but it's more so it starts in the household, and it's like y'all were talking about earlier. You know, if your grandma, your great grandma, your auntie, all of them had a bad relationship, 9 out of 10, the daughter is going to have the same thing because she doesn't know any better.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't give that to them as a pass because there's lots of people out there that have been through the worst of things and broke that curse, got off that chain, you know, and made a change.
Mm-hmm.
It's all a person at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. I hate when people make those excuses. Oh, I did this, I don't have a daddy. I did this because my parents. It's like, well, then be different. Don't be like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
My dad, this is personal, but like my father, he's one of 14 children. He never met his father, and he never had his father in his life. But he's probably one of the best fathers you ever know. Pretty similar to you, if I show. He do any and everything for us. My mom and dad are both together still, by the way. But yeah, and he doesn't use that excuse because when he hears that, he gets upset because he didn't have his father, and he still does a good job. So it's just
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's like we are our own people. You know, I can't give excuse if, you know, what my mom did or my father did. I mean, I do what I do. I can't focus on what they did. But the thing is, what I don't get in the black community is that they ruin the little girls before they even become women. And they like brand them like a cow on a brain that you got to be independent and F black men and F black fathers. That's just kind of how they it's branded on them to do it. It's like they already in programmed to do it. And it's sad. Not all of them, of course, but it's sad. You know, like you can't, they have no respect for black men at all. But, you know, if a white guy tell you something, you know, you like, yes, master, you do it. No problem. And I'm not saying that he's racist. I'm just saying in response to how a lot of, I've noticed they respond to white men. You know what I'm saying? They'll cuss us out, talk to us all kind of ways. You know what I'm saying?
The Indian style with big eyes, listen, ears wide open.
It's sad. You're like, why is it that you can't respect your man? Why, you know, why is you talking to your man any kind of way? And then that's the thing. Then they do it in front of the children, like Derek on the Brother Kill Himself. He stated that that woman would hit him right in front of his son.
Mm.
Like basically emasculating him right in front of his son. You think that's going to have an effect on his son's brain to be like, I don't have to respect my father either. Yeah, that's a problem. It's a lot of our sisters that are emasculating black men. You can't be hitting a man in front of that child.
The Advice Show. Have you seen Big Mikhail's new video, the black woman is a surrogate mother of white supremacy?
No, I haven't seen that.
Oh, I saw that. I didn't get a chance to watch it. I was going to look at it, but...
Oh, yeah, that's what... I know you're making that point. There's nothing anti-black about saying that. It does happen. And even Robert Perkins even said the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of self-hate comes from that, and he...
They're poisoning their children against... They do all kind of crazy stuff in front of their children. This is what creates problems later on. They'll sit there and bring different men in and out of the house late at night, thinking the kids are asleep. When half the time the kids are up,
mm-hmm.
The kids are curious. And I mean, every little kid is nosy and curious. They'll walk past their mama's room and be like, you know, trying to listen under the door and peep through the keyhole.
Yeah.
And they see their mom having sex with different men every night, and
mm-hmm.
He's sitting there. And then the next morning, the mom is like, your father is a horrible person. Oh, look at you. You look just like your daddy. I can't stand you. And, they're like, I can't stand to see the sight of you because you look just like your daddy. You know, they'll say, like, little nasty, rude statements like that. And then even worse, I have, in my personal life, I have a case where I had a relative who would constantly, like, every single day talk bad about her child's father. And say, like, oh, you know, your father is a deadbeat. He's not there for you. He doesn't care about you. He doesn't love you. He's not giving you money. You know, every single time I ask him for money, he doesn't want to give you the money. But the fact of the matter is the man just doesn't have the money. It's not that he doesn't care. He just doesn't have it. And if you sit there and poison your kid against her own father, what do you think is going to happen? You know? I mean,
Number one, she's not going to respect him. I can tell you that much. She's not going to respect him at all. And in turn, they don't respect men. You know, the way a woman or a girl looks at her father is a good way how she's going to relate to men as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's why even black men don't respect black men, is because we aren't taught to respect black men at home. We not. We sit here, you see women emasculating men. A lot of times the women are emasculating their sons. You know, I did a video a long while ago, and I think I posted on my Gen X account, where that from that movie, Diary of a Tired Black Man, they had this one scene where this boy was asking his mama for some money for ice cream. And she was like, I ain't got no money for no ice cream. You know, he's like, yo, sorry, daddy, and all this other stuff. Like, why would you say something like that?
Out of nowhere, too. It really happens. Like, I've seen that myself with friends in the past. They'll do it in front of people, do it out in public, and sometimes I'll actually know the father, and they're actually doing right. Like, I'll be like, man, what is she talking about, you know?
Mm-hmm. And then you know, what I'm saying is, like, you know, like I said, all women can pull a little stunt, all women can give hell, you know, to a man, but I'm just saying a lot of times when it comes to, you know, some of the women in our community, they on a different level with it. You know what I'm saying? Then a brother get tired. Or whatever, and this is what sometimes has created some of your biggest vloggers, I'm going to say, who started all this, I hate black females. I mean, some of it has some legitimate reasons behind it, and I'm not stupid to it, you know what I'm saying? I mean, we all had our experiences, you know, with that situation. I just don't think I would just attack the whole group for what a few may have done.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I don't do it. But I can relate to a lot of it, yes. You get what I'm saying? And I'm pretty sure most black men can relate to that.
I don't like black females myself, so, you know.
What it plays in as well is, you know, a lot of the times we were choosing the wrong ones back then. I can attest to that.
So, well, yeah, you could say that, but, let me tell you something. You could choose sometimes the right one at the end of a relationship because she just can't get over it or whatever. She could turn into the wrong one real quick. Because the thing is, a lot of, you know, some women are highly emotional and they're very unpredictable. and you can't case them. You can't. Don't think you can. You don't know. You don't know. Men, a lot of times, you kind of figure us out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not really that hard to figure out, but, you know, Ms. Gabrielle, I'm just saying, like, have you noticed that? Like, some women are act a certain way when they're in a relationship, but they weren't like that before, like, freak you out, like, how they act with certain guys versus others?
I mean, it's just, like, a lot of women, they do this thing. That's why I really like the case. I like to, like, kind of just analyze a woman before I consider them my friend, because what women will do is they'll sit there and kind of just put, they'll be a wolf in sheep's clothing for a long time, and they can keep up that facade for, sometimes they can keep it up for years, but after a while they get real comfortable and that facade wears off and you really see the real person and you're like, wow, I had no idea she was so mean or she was so nasty and so vindictive and so spiteful. But that's just something that some women know how to do. Like, they can just put this little disguise on for a little while and pretend to be all nice and sweet and happy. And then the real girl comes out. So that's just what happens. You just, one thing I've learned is that you have to have that ability to make people comfortable. And when you can make people comfortable, that's when their true colors come out. Because it's easy for me to do it now. I can get people within like a month. I can get them to get so comfortable to the point where they'll tell me anything. And that's when you'll really see who a person is, when they feel, when they realize that they don't have to keep up a front anymore.
Mm-hmm. True, true that. But this is the thing, though. You know, it's like, it ain't me. I'll tell you that right now. Yeah, I wonder what that was. Is that sound like Facebook? Is like it's like on my.
Somebody got some notifications. Your Facebook is popping right now. You better check.
Yeah, whoever that is. Is that just you, Chan?
No, sir.
I don't even have my Facebook up.
Because I got mine up, but when you have the fan page up, you don't get notifications like that. When you're on your regular one, on the if you're getting somebody talking to you on that chat window, it usually come up, that noise. I wonder what that was. Hey, what's that? And I'm not even getting notifications on my, I'm getting maybe a few here and there, but not to the point where it makes the noise.
I thought it was you, advice.
Nah, it ain't me. So I'm looking right now. I thought that was that Facebook sound, but I don't even have nobody even messaging me here on Skype. No?
Oh, you know something funny? I just realized that Derek was the one that was messaging me on Facebook.
Okay. That was you.
I was trying to put, because I'm really bad with names, and I was like, who is Derek? And then I realized that you were messaging me on Facebook. Okay.
Give me a second, Ms. Gabrielle. Erico 607, you on the show. Erico 607? I guess they all know if they hear me or not. Erico 607-862. You copy? I don't know. I guess they can't hear me or they just listen. Anyway, y'all messaging. Y'all got to cut that sound down. Anyway.
No, it was an hour ago. I actually realized that you were calling in, and never mind. Let me just be quiet for a minute.
Yeah, he was messaging way earlier. Advice. He wasn't right now.
He was over there flirting. But
okay, I got you. That's y'all. That's y'all personal junk. Y'all have fun with that. that's get it back to these females. So this is the thing. Chad, I know you don't have no kids, and I know you don't have kids either, correct?
Nope, none. Not
eating dinner.
Okay, would you date a chick that got kids?
It's a tough one, because...
What's so tough about it? Explain to me what's tough.
It's tough because, like, if she has one, I can think about it. I'll think about it. But 9 times out of 10, like, if my past, I haven't, but if she has one, I could think about it if she's handling her business. But if she's not, I don't even deal with it. But I don't really know anyone that has a kid that I've spoken to in the past.
Mm.
All right, what about you, Chad? Did you date a chick or kid?
Maybe, you know.
I would say it
depends. Oh, keep going, sorry.
I'm not a man, but I would say it depends on the circumstance. If it was a woman that was married and then they divorced, then I would say, okay. Even if she had two kids, I would say, well, she was married. I'm not going to knock her for it. But if she was a single mother just being irresponsible and she had three kids by three different men, or even two kids by two different men, that's just kind of like, oh, I don't know.
I can agree with that. I feel you. That's what I was about to say. Like,
But that's more so for guys that don't have kids. Like, if you have kids already, then that goes out the window. Like, for me, it's better. Like, I found just my personal experience, I relate more to, parents versus someone who don't have kids. You get what I'm saying? So when you're a single guy like yourself, yeah, but when you have kids, like, say, I had a kid, from, my situation or whatever, so it'll be easier to talk to other parents because they can relate that, you could have to talk to the other parent, versus if you're dealing with a chick that don't have kids, she may not really like that too much because she don't understand that portion of it. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And, you can't really say that also because sometimes you can have one relationship. It depends on how it plays out. You have one relationship and it could be, a long-term relationship and you have a child and y'all break up. Then if you have another long-term relationship with another person and y'all break up and you had a child, you can't really go on, oh, she got two different kids, or this guy got two different kids from two different women. You need to understand the circumstance behind it. Now, he or she got kids just from some one-night stands, and yeah, you're like, nah, I can't fool with
it. Yeah.
But if it's some relationship type, everything is case-by-case basis. I mean, like, really, it is case-by-case. But, some cases you just can't really fool with it. You can't have, a clear cut down the middle with the situation, as well. So, like you said, let's say the girl's married. If she had one child or so, and she was married, you don't have no children, that's something to think about. And like I said, a lot of men would consider that,
Mm-hmm.
But, like you said, the dude was talking about the chick that had the five kids and she's just 19. Oh, no.
No way.
Yeah.
No, hey, I wouldn't even
attain
that. We'd be straight friends.
Hey, Erico 617, you on the show?
Hi.
Hey, Vanessa.
I was listening to the topic. I personally don't have any children, but I know a couple of people in high school who ended up having children. There was this one girl I was friends with, and she ended up getting pregnant, and then she told me she was going to terminate the pregnancy. Then I would say a year later we got acquainted again, and she told me she had the baby, but then she was just basically saying she was going to use the child to get to the pockets of the child's father. But she got with he was of age, but he really had nothing going on for him. The guy didn't even finish high school. And then she was just bragging about how much money she's going to get out of him. I'm like, you're not really going to get anything because this guy couldn't even take care of himself. Fast forward a year later, she got pregnant by another guy. And I think the first baby, she either, gave it up for adoption or, to be honest, I think she sold the baby. Because when she told me, she was like, I got money for it. And I know in adoption, you don't get any money for giving away your child. So I think she sold her own child. And then a year later, ended up having a baby by another guy. So she was only, 23 with two, already had two children. And she just, totally missed the fact that she's ruining her self-worth.
Oh, yeah.
Now, let me ask you a question, Vanessa. In your opinion, what has happened to the psyche of black women? Like, seriously, some of them, not all. It's like, why is it that you are just spitting out kids left and right? And you're not even 20. You're not even 25 and you got some kids. You get what I'm saying? Like, we would never like that. Of course, you still have women that would get pregnant. But now it's like you having them like the Brady Bunch with no husband.
Like, back in the day, that was embarrassing.
Yeah, your family would outcast you.
Like my my aunt. Well, I don't want to talk. See, I don't want to say that. But you know, people that were born in the '60s, their parents would make you. Well, in the circumstance that I know of, they actually made the kids get married, even though the girl was 16. They said, "You are not. We ain't gonna have no bastards in this house." So they had to get married.
Yep.
Because that's just how it was. Either that, or you know how they'll say, "Oh, we sent so and so down south," because they don't want everybody to know that the girl got pregnant.
Yeah, they're gonna cash you out
in the day.
These females be having baby after baby, and they say, "Oh, come to my baby shower," and everybody be celebrating. No, that's so great. You know, how is that great?
I think it's because it's just that mentality that there's people who can go generations where there's just no man. And that's just the norm, to just have children with no men in household.
The norm in the black community.
The child doesn't know
the father. It's not
even actually,
it's not just the black community.
Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you something, Ms. Gabriella. When 3/4 of our children are being born in single-parent households, it's the norm.
Well, I mean, I was going to... Well, we did some statistics about something else.
Yes, they got single-parenting rates in other races. Yes, I know. But it's not considered...
It was the rural community, so... But I
think it's
a trend in poor in areas. Like, well, and people that are in a poor, like if they're in the inner city or if they don't have a lot of money, most likely they're going to get pregnant because that's just a norm for them.
That's and then weird. On top of that, what seems to be for blacks especially that we just air out our laundry. It seems like, I don't know for other races because I don't know other races. Issues with between the sexes, but we're the only people who really like say we have a gender war, we have a sex war within our own race. We're having some type of issue where it's the men versus women, and that just makes no sense. And there are some people who really hold true to that, and I think that also perpetuates this whole like, I don't need you in the household, I don't need you to be my husband, I just need the children and the money, and that's it.
And the killing part about it, they got these females, they will sit here and just say, "I want a baby." It's like, and they be like, "You want a baby? So you want to be married first?" No. Say, like, "Well, you care who the father is?" No. "I just want a baby. I'm going to get one, too. I don't care if it's to be around or not." There's a lot of females that talk like that.
I saw a woman on YouTube, can't remember the lady's channel, it was a long time ago. She made a video saying that it's okay for a woman to want to have a child even if she's not married. She's like, well, they, you know... She was talking about feminism and things, and about how, well, if a woman wants to have a child, she has every right to be able to have a child because not every woman is going to get married. So, you know, I should be able to have a kid if I want to have kids, if that's what I feel like I want to do. But considering that kids cost how much? I think it was like $100,000 to raise or something like that. Why would you want to do that all alone anyway?
I guarantee you.
That first year.
Let me tell you something. All that child support hustle, welfare hustle, that stuff slowly coming to a head. I know you heard what them congressmen passed.
They cut them food stamps.
Yeah, it's got to go to the Senate. It got to go to the Senate now. But they were talking about cutting them food stamps, and that's only the beginning of more cuts they're gonna make. So all that hustling on child support and all welfare, I don't need no father around. Oh, yeah, you're going to start needing him around. You watch.
Yeah.
You ain't no talk.
But I got a question for y'all. I was thinking about this. I was talking with a friend about this a while back. Do you think that maybe the reason why we have this disconnect is because the families or our parents from the past were forced to get married, and then they were like, dang, I don't want my daughter or my son to do like this. So I'm going to tell them, hey, you know, if you have your children, just be there for your child, but don't get married, or you're going to be like me. Do you think that might have played a part in the way we're acting today?
I don't think so. I mean, if you think about it, the family structure in the black community got ruined after the crack epidemic.
Mm-hmm.
That's when it got ruined. It wasn't civil rights. It wasn't feminism. It was the crack epidemic when all the single parenting came into play, and then we had a bunch of broken homes. You know, then the welfare came in more with the crack epidemic. And you know how it is. A man can't be in a home, you know, when you're having that welfare. You know what I'm saying? And now, you know, I heard now they're starting to check people out that's on welfare. I heard they're cracking down on this food stamp fraud. I mean, they really doing stuff now about this welfare. So you better not have no man in the house.
Have you seen what I'm saying? Have you seen the video where this white man who used to work for the government is, like, exposing hip-hop music and how the government is using it to control the minds of the youth, the black youth and whatnot?
I've heard about that video. I just have not seen it. But it wouldn't surprise me none. It really wouldn't surprise me none. Because people today are more zombie-like than anything. They really are. I mean, it's not really much to take to control them. They don't think for themselves most of the time. I mean, you could, as long as you entertain them in some certain form or way, you could tell them anything, and they'll do it. Obviously, we see that.
Mm-hmm.
Generation of followers, no leaders.
Yeah, no leaders. Everybody's a follower. Everybody, you know, follow trends. They don't set the trends.
And then if you're a leader type person, you're seen as the outcast or you picked on and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's been my life.
Yeah, give me a second. Area code 732, you on the show.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I could finally got through.
You got through. What's going on? What's your name, man?
A.W. Alpha Wayne.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh, okay. Yeah, Mr. Wynn.
Man, I've been trying to get through to you for like ever, man.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay. My God. I mean, I got all these damn computer phones and stuff, and this is the only phone that I'm actually getting through to you, and I don't even know how long this is going to last because the battery's about to die. This was kind of like a humbug.
Well, sure, you can call. Well, sure, you can call from Skype. You can call from all kind of ways to the switchboard. It ain't just one way.
Yeah,
now.
But you be having me get all these crazy accounts like Facebook, man. I had that for like a week and a half.
What you mean? How I'm making you get it?
What I'm saying is, I don't do Facebook. I don't do all that Skype and stuff like that. But because of your show, it made me get these things.
Okay, well, I appreciate you trying.
We love your dedication. Thank you.
Yeah, well, thank you for your dedication and support.
Give you some royalty money, man.
Oh, one thing I want to tell you straight from the gate, right, because I don't know how long this phone's going to, like, last on me, right?
Okay.
The thing I like about your show is simply that everybody gets it. It's like, you don't make, you know what I'm saying? It's like if a black person do it, let it be known. A white person do it, you let it be known. It's like you're not taking sides. And I like that.
Well, it's no man, this is why I look at it. Everybody do right, everybody do wrong. Mm-hmm. Everybody need to be called out. You know, I don't have that agenda where I'm just trying to, because, you know, yeah, you can pull that, start cooning stuff and just calling out black folks, and you can get a lot of donations. You get a lot of donations that way. You can get a lot of supportive races that way. And everything, but I'm sorry. Everybody do right and everybody do wrong. And at the end of the day, when you hold to that integrity of standing for right and against wrong, enough people will see it, and you know the things you know work out for you at the end of the day. So you know that's why I tell people when people get mad at me when I call out white people, I say, wait a minute. I say you ain't complaining when I was calling out black folks, so don't complain when I call out white folks.
Yo, I'm going to tell you, you aces on that, because you just, like I said, everybody gets it. Nobody gets, hell yeah, and I definitely love your ratchet. Your ratchet.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Some people,
it's funny,
last week that came up.
Say again?
Yeah, last week that came up. I said, so I appreciate it.
You messed up the numbers one time.
You did what?
I said, you messed up the numbers. You had put, like, 235s on there when it was like 35, 36, but then you had put 235s. But I understand that you're busy and stuff, so. 235,
236, what are you talking about, bro?
No, when you had did Ratchet Video Weekly, you did 35, and then you put another 35
on
it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That day I did that, yeah, I ain't gonna lie, I was tired. Because what happened, I worked all night. And worked 12 hours. Well, actually, no, 13 and a half hours. And then I came home and I did that video. So, you know, Yeah, I messed up, but I corrected it. It's all good. It's like,
okay,
y'all don't realize.
I'm going to be a little jumping around a little bit simply because I wanted to address the one chick that says something about, did you see that video? I saw the video where the dude was basically talking about the, you know, the rap music and stuff, how they was controlling, you know, the black youth and stuff.
Uh-huh.
I saw it. I copied that. I could send it to you eventually. I just got to figure the dang old computer thing out anyway. Also, I don't know. It's a lot of things I want to touch on, but I don't want to take up too much of your time or anything of that nature. But
well, I got 44 minutes, so go ahead.
Well, I'm saying I know other people want to talk also, so I don't want to, like, overshadow, you know, whatever they're saying. But, I mean, a lot of people definitely brought up a lot of points, and a lot of things that you say is pretty much what goes on, you know what I'm saying, as far as my mind is concerned. Like, yeah, welfare did break up, the family, okay, straight from the gate because dad can't even be in the house. And as long as, you know, females, and I'm not just talking about black females, I'm just talking about, like, all females, is like, as long as they get rewarded for having kids, then nothing's going to change.
Yeah.
Now, when I grew up, my mom had me hating my dad. I mean,
what did she used to tell you to make you hate him?
Oh, he ain't shit. He ain't no good. He don't do nothing for you. But whenever we went to go see him, he would give us, like, little dollars. I mean, we was, like, what, 8, 9, stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
And what happened was, when we got that money, he would take it, saying she was going to pay us back. Whenever it came up, like, well, can I get my money that my dad gave me? What are you talking about? I sit there and I buy your food and I buy you this and I buy you that and I buy your clothes. But let's be honest. This chick was on welfare. She was pretty much getting every type of subsidy from the government to take care of us. So if anything, we were taking care of her.
Yep.
Is she going to think about it? You know,
As far as the other chick, she was talking about how different types of men was running through the house. I must have had like 20 uncles, because that's what they were introduced as, your uncle.
Yeah,
oh, that's your uncle.
That's sad.
You know, like, yo, that's your uncle so-and-so, and it comes
through.
And why
is uncle staying tonight?
Say again?
If you think about it.
Why is uncle spending the night? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, uncle. If you think about it,
it just sounds disgusting how you're... If let's say it's your uncle and your mother is sleeping with your uncle, which would be her brother.
Honestly, I didn't even look at it that deep.
But little kids wouldn't think about that, though, because I didn't even understand the concept of aunts and uncles and cousins until I got a little bit, I think I was probably about 10 or something, before I really understood what that meant. So,
it's like, man, I mean, like, I'm hearing on the show, and based on the comments, you know, in certain sections, it's like most of these people are just talking about my life or how, you know, I grew up. And it's like that pretty much what it was. It was, you know, constant flow of different, you know, individuals, house parties, because I grew up in an earlier age. Remember the rent parties? Or maybe you didn't, you don't. I'm a little older than y'all.
Look like I had fun back then, man.
Matter of fact, you know what? If you remember that movie, Don't Be a Menace to Society, Menace to Society, when they had those
drinking your juice
parties,
in the hood.
That used to be me. That used to be me when Kane was in the room peeking. That was me. While they was out drinking, smoking, playing cards, that was me.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So... like, I couldn't identify with a lot of stuff. Now, the thing was, it's like I was so angry for a while and stuff. I think that's why, for the most part, I gravitated to Tommy, you know, Sotomayor.
Uh-huh.
I gravitated to him because a lot of things that he was saying, I felt like that was the truth. But the thing was, he was penalizing black women when it was just ratchet. And I ain't going to deny it. My mom was a ratchet. But, you know what I'm saying? It's like you have to differentiate the both, you know what I'm saying, from the two. It's like, this is a black woman, that is a ratchet. Because ratchet can be black or white.
Yeah, it is. And, like, let me talk about that since I got people. Well, let me respond to something. Dignified Dark Sister. I work in the petrochemical industry, and you asked if I aspire to be a media personality full-time. If the Lord say the same, I'll take that job, as long as it's lucrative. And it pays me way more than what I do now. Okay, because I'm having a hard time responding to you in the chat. Anyway, when it comes to ratchet, some people, like, I mean, somebody tried to throw that at me, oh, you going to call black women ratchets? Say, no, I'm just talking about ratchets because it's funny. And I say, nothing I put on that town is some outlandish stuff like to take serious. You know what I'm saying? I see some videos, and they say, oh, man, this is ratchet, but some things aren't funny to laugh at. It's some serious type of stuff. So, like, I mean, one time, a lot of people kept getting at me about, oh, well, you don't put, you know, white people on there. So I said, okay. I said, I'll dedicate just a white chick. And I did. And like I said, the new videos up now.
You put white chicks on there, too.
Yeah, no, but I made sure to feature one just fully of them. I made sure of it one time. That's like number 29. I had one. It was some fighting, some twerking, and the other one had the baby daddy stuff for Maury. I made sure to do everything that you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, the videos are out there. It's just hard to find. Well, so for this week, I mean, I found an outlandish song this white chick did. You were here. You were like, man, this is crazy. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, they doing stuff, too. You know, it's not just one group of people that's doing it. But, you know, just to kind of explain that, it's something that we could laugh about. Because not everything is so serious. Like, it's no reason for me to take the video. Like, you remember the video that I put up where the chick was going off in the Dollar General on the one this week I did? Well, last week?
Yeah,
whatever.
Actually, I just watched that today. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm not going to take that video and then go off about, you see how them black women are? Like, there's no reason to do that. It's something to laugh at, really. Like, it is funny that she was going off like that. And tell me I respect the queen and all this other stuff. And I said, let me find that Webby music. I said, I got that Webby instrumental and I put that on there. I mean, I have fun doing that. I really do.
But, I mean, like, again, you just basically showing ratchetness for its funniness, as opposed to when we start talking serious, that's like a whole different channel for that. You know what I'm saying? So you can differentiate the two. A lot of people try to lump everything.
You do differentiate that. I mean, it's like, I'm not going to say all black women are just hoes and wear weave and have 8-9 kids when I know black women personally who is nothing like that. So how could I say that? Now, yes, you got your hood rats, but hood rats is in every race. Some people may call them, you know, trailer trash. Some may call them other names. I don't know, you know, but it's still the same behavior. It's a behavior. It's not a race thing. But the problem with a lot of black folks is that you don't get outside of the black community enough to see that other people are doing these things too. It's like about the child support situation and crazy baby mamas. Other men outside of black men are having these problems too. If you get away from black folks just a little bit, you will see other people dealing with it. And it's a people issue because I have people of all nationalities come to my page and say, hey, I'm dealing with that situation too. Even some things that I talk about that black men go through, I have Hispanic men coming to my page and tell me, man, I know, you know, you're talking about black men, but us Hispanic men are dealing with it too. We dealing with the racism. We even deal with the female.
They actually had, I mean, it was maybe a year ago, a dude set himself on fire, a white dude set himself on fire based on that child support situation.
What?
The court system.
White men go, let me tell you something. White men go through a lot of stuff too. But the difference between white men and us black men, we got a mouthpiece, we got a big mouth. We're going to talk about our stuff. They keep their stuff hidden. A lot. They don't talk about it. And also they kill themselves too. They do. I mean,
it's not just. I actually looked at some statistics. It's not just white men or black men. It's just men in general. They said one of the main reasons why men kill themselves has to do with it's like child support and losing their jobs and things like that. So it's just a man problem. Actually, the suicides. All right. I mean, the people. I'm trying to put it into words, but basically, the most suicides in America are committed by men, and it usually has something to do with finances. So it's not just white men or black men.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, like, I seen this one video, like, and it happened to a white guy. He was married, okay? And I'm pretty sure y'all seen this video on that guy, I forgot the guy's channel. He's focused more on men's rights. And this guy was a lawyer, married, went through a divorce, got to a point he couldn't afford that expensive spousal support and child support. They locked this man up in jail, a lawyer that never got in trouble, never had no trouble with nobody, gets locked up, stay in there 6 days. The woman goes and say, oh, no, let him out, this and that. He gets out. She don't get the money he wants. She wants out of him when he gets out. They put his behind right back in jail 8 hours later.
Wow.
And it's a white guy. So my thing is this. White men are dealing with these problems too, not just black folks. We just got just more mouth to talk about it.
Yeah.
You know, and Hispanic men, I've talked to Hispanic men too. They'll tell you about it too. Oh, I've heard a lot of them tell you about the child support system and crazy baby mamas. Matter of fact, this one guy I used to work with, he had got custody of his kids because, you know, he was trying to work out with her. She ran to the valley about 7 hours away. Didn't want him to see his kids. He had to fight in the court to get his kids. He got his kids back and everything. But the man was just, like, going through problems. So it's not just, like, say, brothers. It's, like, everybody is dealing with these problems.
I got a question on that. Does anyone know, is it just America where we do that, or they have child support in other countries, too?
I think it's more so America. This is what I've told from different men.
I mean, listen, the UK got it even worse.
Well, this is what I was told from different men, different parts of the world. I've talked to a lot of them. They said American women have the most rights out of all the women in any part of the world. And you think about it, that's true. Because what'd you say, Ms. Gabriella?
That's what they do. Because, I mean, I've been to different places, been to Africa, been to Europe. They don't have anything like, I mean, the UK, they do have a lot of great, well, they have programs similar to what we have. Like, they have council houses, which are basically, you know, free housing, and they got the child support and things. But in Africa and a lot of other countries I've been to, they don't have the same support like we do. Like, women are in most parts of the world are second-class citizens. They don't have any rights, really. So American women have a lot more say and a way louder voice than women all over the world. Because the things that, like, if a woman was to stand up and try to be a feminist in any other country, like, if she was in Asia or she was in Latin America, maybe, she would
Some countries should get beat down and get her head chopped off. They don't play that.
They'll bury her in the sand. Like, you know, in Muslim countries, they'll bury you in the sand and throw rocks at your head. So,
well, I mean, it depends on, I mean, like you said, it depends on what country you're talking about, because as far as Canada, the UK, they all about feminism over there.
I mean, I'm not talking about westernized countries and, you know.
Okay.
I'm talking about everybody else.
But I think the system is going to change soon because there's more women in the workplace than there are men, and women are starting to make a lot more money. So I think once that starts taking off, there will be a switch, because I think the court system is about making money. They're not really about taking sides. So let's say if it was women started making more money and women were going and men were going to court and demanding child support, then that would switch around. I think the courts just want who's going to pay the most money, and they look at it as men. Men are making a lot more money. Men typically make more money than women. But as soon as that starts changing, I think men are going to be the ones demanding custody, demanding money, because when you do go to child support, the child support court gets a cut out of it. It's not just all towards the money. The mother, the court gets a piece of that money. And I don't think a lot of women start realize this, and they'll start to realize it when their benefits start getting cut, or when the men start being able to demand child support or custody.
No, yeah. You're right. You're right on that.
Because yeah, once they experience it, they're going to hate it.
I mean, it's all about money.
Yeah, at the end of the day, it's all about that. Let me respond to something else. The sister that typed this message. I appreciate you watching. And the reason why I don't try to use a lot of profanity is because I want everybody to watch it. I don't want people to be like, oh, shoot, let me get my kids out of the room. or whatever, because you may can't get your kids out of the room at that particular time. They're not sleepy yet. You got nowhere to put them. You should be able to watch a video that I put up without worrying about your kids hearing every 3, 4, 5-letter word. So that's kind of why I do it that way. Now, my opinions are just my opinions. They're not right for everything, but some people agree with them. So that just, you know, kind of why I don't do all the profane language in my stuff. I mean, trust me, sometimes I want to go off and call some people some real choice words, but, you know, I hold true to that. Like Miss Latasha Alston, I really wanted to call her some choice words the other day in that video, but I held my tongue.
Yo, I felt your pain, bro, because I was feeling the same thing you was, man.
Yeah,
that,
man.
Just, my man killed himself. Let's get back to that, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, we got brothers out here that's really trying to do something. You know what
uh-huh.
I mean? Trying to take care of the kids. Feel me? Now, the one thing I realized, and I mean, I'm on the East Coast, so it's like, I see what the heck goes on over on this side. I don't know what goes on the other side. But the thing is, man, when a woman sits there and say, well, oh, well, your daddy left us. He left us alone. Yo, it's a difference between leaving the family and just leaving the club. Because, see, you can hit skins with a chick in a bathroom stall, you know, bareback, and you just left the club. You didn't leave the family. You didn't even
know
the shit.
Didn't know her last name or nothing.
See? But they try to make it seem like, you know, they're such a victim when a woman can run faster with her dress up than a man with his pants down. In other words, she makes the ultimate choice. All right? And if you mean a baby daddy in a club, then come on, where's your priorities? Really?
Exactly. Exactly.
That's
like, you can't really meet, you know, most men will tell you, you're not going to meet your woman in no club somewhere.
Mm-mm.
I mean,
that's a rare occasion.
Yeah, it's rare if it happens. It's rare, but, you know.
Well, because he spent half his check on some nice pair of shoes and a nice suit, and he's driving somebody else's car. All of a sudden, he's a viable, you know, somebody to procreate with.
Yeah.
Really?
And that's why in the black community, that's why so many people be stunting so much, because they stunt just to get, you know, like I said, they got females that do it, you know, they'll go buy, you know, on income tax, a Louis bag, but you stay in the hood, like, why? Why would you do that? You know, or you got brothers that sit up here and go get some expensive cars, expensive clothes, you stay in an apartment, no furniture, no nothing. That's all we do in the black community a lot of times. We want a poor man ball, and then we have these kids and can't take care of them.
Shoot, if you think about it, most of the time people that have money are rich. You would never know. They don't.
That's right,
don't,
because you know what, bro? Speaking of that, we did like a research all the billionaires in the world at work, and we wanted to see exactly how they did what they did. You didn't even know about these people, billionaires all over the world, okay? And they have a lot of brothers, believe it or not, that's billionaires that I didn't even know about. You don't hear about these people, but they behind the scenes. And one thing these billionaires was doing was they never had their eggs in one basket. In other words, they invested in multiple companies. Like just every company you could think of in the U.S., for instance, Warren Buffett is involved with it. You know what I'm saying? But you wouldn't know that. But Warren Buffett wouldn't be like us. He drives like a Lincoln Town car. And you know what I'm saying? But this guy is billions upon billions. Like Bill Gates is another one. You know, what he worth? $40 billion?
In a Hawaiian shirt at meetings.
Yeah, but these guys may buy expensive yachts and all this other stuff, but you see these guys on the street, you would not know. Like, this one guy I work with, I didn't even know that he was a millionaire. I didn't even know. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but if you see this guy, only thing you know that he spent some money on was his truck. He got one of them, like, F-250 Power Strokes, one of them, like, $60,000 ones. But if you don't have, like, but you see the way the guy dressed, you'd be like, that dude just, like, maybe you could tell he's doing good, but not, like, millions. But you know how it is. You know, as white people, though, black folks, we barely get a little anything. And everybody in the whole world going to know.
Get an income check. I mean, income check.
We want to tell them how much money we got.
Your light bill money on an outfit.
Yeah. Exactly.
Your lights is cut off and you using candles, but you got a brand new outfit and you got the newest pair of jewelry in every home.
Don't forget the weed.
Oh, yeah, the weed at the Asian stores, yeah.
Yeah,
you okay, for weed, right?
You know, and that's another thing I want to bring up, speaking about weed. Why is it weed is so important to some females that they would take child support money and spend on that weed, but they won't buy their kids no clothes. Their kids look toe up from the floor up, but you made sure you got your long lady locks in your head.
She's trying
because
they
want
to use that long weave to get another one.
Yep,
they're trying to find
more money.
She's telling the truth.
So that's what is that? So weave is Negro bait.
Pretty much. Just like you said, remember when I said that one time that the stuff that we women do, the way we dress ourselves up is really just to attract a man. Because if you could see me right now, I look like I could have been an extra on The Color Purple. You know.
Wow, you looking like
Ceely?
I'm looking like Ceely right now. I got on house shoes and Mickey's pajamas and. You know, like, women don't really, we don't really like this makeup and stuff. We just trying to get a man.
What Miss said? Miss wouldn't let you check the mail?
Hey, at least she's being real.
Hey, it is what it is.
Yeah, yep. You know what? And let me bring that up. You, like, right now, you're probably considering yourself natural. Now, go out in the street looking natural. And hey, all these, I want natural hair. I want natural hair. I don't hate weed. Them Negroes wouldn't talk to you. Boy, they avoid you like the plague. But you put on all your lady locks and all the makeup on, then they want to talk to you. You know, yeah, that's why I can't stand them dudes online with that weave crap. It's like, y'all niggas be lying.
Because I've actually had this happen before. These guys will sit there. They actually dogged me out one time. I was on Facebook, and I was disagreeing with them. I don't want to get into this whether Jesus was black or not. But I was trying to tell them some information about, you know, how he was most likely Palestinian and things. And then they sit there, and instead of trying to debate me properly, they sat there and were calling me names and saying bad things about the way I looked, like, oh, you know, your makeup is this, your hair is fake, your eyes are fake, everything about you is fake, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, what does that have to do with the argument? And then the next day they came creeping up in my inbox talking about you cute, you know, I'm sorry. You know, I'm sorry I was mean. You know, you see you a beautiful
mean
girl. I was like, really? Okay.
Yeah, yeah, like
the same
yeah,
one.
A lot of people getting put on blast lately. As we can see. Yeah, anybody know that inside joke? You know what I'm talking about. A lot of people getting put on blast lately by being thirsty. Vanessa, you know what I'm talking about, Vanessa?
I know what you're talking about.
Mr. B?
I know.
You say you know?
Oh, I definitely know.
The first deal?
Oh, man. Yo, you got me laughing. I'm dropping phones in the sink and stuff.
Mm-mm.
So I got the pussies on.
Yeah, and you know that. Did you see that video of that same? I'm not mentioning names. The same individual was with a dark skinned chick with long lady locks, fine purses. You saw that? A dark skinned chick, a beast, a darky.
A hairhead.
I don't know the name. A hair.
Okay, no.
Hairhead of hooligan.
Good man. You ain't seen it. Go to Bone Picker 88's YouTube channel. You'll see what I'm talking about. That dude is clowning.
Oh, speaking of that, let me put a plug in there. Y'all visit my website, please.
I'm looking up your website. What's the website name?
Okay, the show's almost over, so make sure you're in your browser right now because I'm not going to repeat myself. www.gi, so it's G as in George, gi-asare.com. On the right-hand side, there is a column that has my Facebook, my Twitter, my YouTube, all that stuff on there. So make sure you follow, like, subscribe.
Wait a minute, stop, right there. One, what are you talking about? I mean, like, is it a substance? Because, I mean, I got joke channels. I just want to hear stuff like, you know, the advice you're talking about.
Oh, well, I mean, if you don't want, it's optional.
Wow, dude. So,
if you have, I've actually been getting into, what I'm actually going to get into is try to do some more videos about encouragement.
If you check my history on my YouTube channel, it's like if you just check my history, you see what I'm into. You know what I mean? I'm all about knowing anything. But, I mean, I got joke channels and stuff. I don't need to laugh. I'm good like that. But I just need to hear stuff like my man be talking about the Vice show. He be on some old, like, he don't only just tell the bad. He be talking about Black Wall Street Holocaust, that type of stuff. You know what I mean?
Okay,
I'm into
that. Maybe my channel wouldn't interest you. But, you know, you could just give it a look. And if you like, then you can subscribe. If you don't like it, then that's okay. But, you know.
What? Hey, I got one too, y'all.
I do variety. Okay. No, you shot me down, so I'm not going to look at your stuff now.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to shoot you down. I'm just like, I didn't want to waste your time.
I mean, you might like me anyway because I got a cool personality. And I do requests too. So if you have a topic that you want me to talk about, then I'll talk about it. I'm trying to get more
Give Miss Gabriella a chance. Somebody had to give me a chance. So give Miss Gabriella a chance. If you like it, fine. If you don't, well, just keep it
talk
moving.
About bad, like toxic friends, how to get bad relationships, how to improve your self-esteem, how to overcome shyness. Like, there's a lot of things I'm trying to get into right now. So,
I've been married for 8 years, man. I got 2 kids, and I'm done, man. I'm done with getting her to like me. I don't care if she likes me. We're married. We're not going nowhere.
There's some people out there that need it.
You ain't going nowhere. I ain't going nowhere.
Before the show ends, this is Derek Williams again. On the topic of giving people chances, I have a fitness channel on YouTube and a website that will help you out with weight loss, muscle gain. And I also take requests if you have questions. Everything is on the website. It's called
Derek. When you come back to the Houston area, man?
I'm actually going to be back in Houston, not this weekend, but the weekend after, because right now I'm in Colorado.
Okay, you ain't in Colorado.
Hey, you're by Golden?
I'm over in Inglewood. I'm in the tech center.
Nah, we did a family reunion over there a couple of times.
Well, Derek, when you get back to Houston, let me know, bro.
Oh, I got you, man. I'll help you out. I've been wanting to help you. I saw your videos you was trying to do with the Beachbody stuff a while back. I'm going to help you get back to Mr. Swole, and a name I won't mention won't be able to call you Mr. Swole back. I didn't like that.
I'm gonna tell you about that. I'll be honest with you. You know why I gained a lot of weight between February and August? I was dealing with some personal issues. I ain't gonna lie. I wasn't working out. I was not gonna lie. So you know, it's like I've been working. Like I'm gonna go to the gym tomorrow. But my thing is like I can lift weights all day. I'm strong. I'm strong like a bull. But when it comes to like man, that cardio gets on my nerves sometimes. I ain't gonna lie. It's hard.
Hey, I feel you. I found ways where you can get cardio work in without having to actually do treadmill and cardio work type stuff. Because I hate the treadmill, and I don't really care for running unless I'm sprinting. But there's plenty of ways you can get in a cardio workout without actually having to run and still get the benefit.
Well, talk to me, man, because I got a bunch of weight equipment, man, that I'm thinking in my head that all I got to do
weight is not an issue for me at all. Weight is not an issue. Trust me. I love lifting weights.
Well, if you want to cut, man, it's just light. Just go light and just do a lot of
reps. It's hard for me to do that because I'm at a point where I'm, like, strong as I am now. It's like it don't do me no good. I do a lot. But the thing is, I go heavy weight and heavy reps, too, though. I go a lot of the reps.
Yeah,
I don't go like I don't like shock my muscle like that, huh?
You know what would be good for you since you're already strong, like you're saying. The best thing for you would be since you're not necessarily worried about strength, start doing more stuff that has functionality rather than just looking good. You do things that you can actually do in real life, like anything like where you'd have to do like a push up, pull up, things that you would actually have to do in real life. There's going to be times you got to pull yourself up over something and times you have to push yourself off of stuff. So you want to do things that you can use in the real world, that's how you can fix that problem. Then weight won't be a problem anymore.
Is that your channel? That's what you do?
Yeah, that's what I do. I do everything because I
bought it. What's your link, man? I might have to holler at you on something, man.
Okay, I see how this is.
You have to understand. Listen, I got all this weight equipment, man. I done bought over the years, man. And once I got married,
I'm But it's female fitness. Hey, fitness. I lost 40 pounds myself, so
hey,
that's
hey, Gabrielle, one of these days we'll do a fitness collab. How about that?
Yeah, we'll do that.
I got Chris Jones, the Hodge Twins, and Big J on my team, too, so we can get a lot done. But,
But you know what though? But like real talk, it's like it's more so me because when I was doing that, when I did that insanity program, I lost weight like a lot. You know what I'm saying? And it just do that and then go to the gym. It's just me. I know what to do. I know how what to eat and everything. I know that it's just getting back into it like I should. But like I said, the weight part, yeah, I've never dropped that not one day. You know what I'm saying?
If you cut meat out of your daily diet, you lose a lot of weight.
Yep, I'm a vegetarian.
I don't really eat a lot of meat. I really don't. I mean, like for me, like yeah, if I cut the carbs out, like your bread, your rice, potatoes, all that stuff. For me, yeah, I start losing weight. You know, I haven't gained any weight. You know, I've lost a little bit. You know, but not much as I should. I'm gonna say, you know, but I noticed before when I was doing that insanity and then going to the gym, I lost a lot of weight quick.
Well, hey, y'all.
And also my wife wasn't cooking either. I was single.
Oh, that's the biggest part, man. I got cooking videos on there, too. I can teach you how to cook real good.
I gotta respond to something. Dignified Dark Sister was talking about Sean T. Say, isn't Sean T moist though? I don't care if he's moist. He ain't got nothing to do with no working out. That's the work.
Wow.
That program works. That program do work. You will be sweating and dripping and you will lose weight on that program. Like I said, because I went through it one time.
Speaking of moist, did you hear about like Mr. C being caught with another transsexual?
Yeah, I heard about Mr. C. He just needs to go it on and cut. He's flaming on like Human Torch. So you go it on.
I got through half the video, man. I was like, I was done. I'm not even entertaining it. And I got on it by mistake. Because sometimes I like to. Listen. I like to hear KRS interviews and stuff from like old school rappers and stuff,
mm-hmm.
and how they speak knowledge and it. Just clicked on to that, and he was talking about the second dude that he got caught with. And I just said, I'm done. I'm not messing with it.
Hey, I put the link, if y'all look up under the video, or the Vice Show video, in the comment box, it says Derek and Nate, Top Flight Fitness Channel. I got the link in the right there.
All right, which video, though?
Okay, well, I have a lot of videos.
Which video on the Advice Show?
Oh, I'm on the AdviceShow.com.
Okay, which video?
Where it says live radio.
Uh huh.
Well, when you see where you can leave comments, I'm right there.
All right, cool.
Right now. And
Derek, I mean, like, one time I did a video, because, see, like I said, I need to get back in there and hit that heavy bag, too. You know what I'm saying? I like the heavy bag. The heavy bag will help you shred up, too. And that's something else I said. Maybe I can get on the heavy bag, and because the heavy bag will just lean you out. And
yeah,
it's fun to hit the heavy bag.
True.
Yeah.
You know, because you're using your feet work and you're moving the whole time. You're not stopping. Like, say, if you do like a three minute round on a heavy bag, you do the heavy bag?
I do it all, man. I run up walls. I jump up stuff. But I have toned down things.
What are you, like, 20?
I'm 24.
Okay, that makes sense now.
I'm trying to get on Ninja Warrior next year.
Yeah, I'm like, dog, I ain't got to prove no more. I'm done.
Hey,
I want to look good one last time before I die, but that's about it.
Hey, we can do that. I have toned down stuff, and I got stuff for the extreme. I got stuff for the ladies, and I got stuff for the bros. It's just,
well,
at the end of the day,
link is in there, if your link is in there, I'm going to holler at you on something because, I mean, I just want to look good one last summer. That's it.
One last summer.
Hey, we can make it happen, man. You ever heard of Ernestine Shepherd?
Who?
Ernestine Shepherd.
I heard of Kiki Shepherd.
Well, Ernestine Shepherd, she's a 77-year-old woman, black woman.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that woman.
I've seen that woman. And she work out. And then you got, like, people like C.C. Fletcher. I noticed a lot of the brothers that keep working out to old age may end up looking good. So that's my goal. But everything I put between me and my best friend, we talk about everything. And we're actually starting to move over to, like, advice-type stuff with fitness and other things of that nature as well. But what it comes down to is what you eat and how you prioritize your working out. Because some people think it's all about the amount of time you do it, but it's not the time. It's more about quality.
Not even. Mm-hmm. See, that I was getting it in, boy. Whoo! I was getting it in, but my stuff was only like a 20-minute workout, maybe 21 minutes. But I would do I'd do legs, you know, one day.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'd do upper body the next day. But
yeah,
it was all about, back then, it was all about, you know, how much weight I could put on.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got real big, but I was, like, not cut. I was, like, a little bit cut, but I was real big. Now mm-hmm. it's like I just want to get chopped up. That's it.
I've got you. Well, if you look at the page, and as well as the Facebook page, or my Facebook, me and my best friend, or my crew, we're all pretty fit looking. Not everyone started out looking good. And, you can get there. It's just sometimes you got to shock the body. Like, I know I had to change up my whole workout from football when I started working in engineering. I couldn't do the same stuff because I don't have the equipment. But I found ways that you can do stuff without equipment, just using things that you got around the house or things that are outside. So,
man, I got it all, dog. I got weight bench, treadmill, pull-up bar, dip bar, good stuff. It's
well,
just,
good.
You know,
we're not gonna have any problems then.
all this is in my house, so I'm good. Mind you, I got all this stuff, you know, for the you
but,
know.
But hey, you gotta do me a favor though, man. This is Chad, right? Hello.
What?
Your name's Chad.
No,
right?
It's not him.
Nah, Al.
Oh,
Alfred.
Al. Okay. Make
Alfred.
Sure you go ahead and subscribe to Gigi's channel because she did mention she does fitness as well.
I don't do it on my channel. I talk about that on my blog, and I just do like little tips here and there because I actually have arthritis in my knees, and I have nerve damage in my back, and what else? And I have an issue with my heart too.
Have you been to Afghanistan?
It's genetic, but it's but I have a lot of health problems. I was able to lose 40 pounds, so I try to help people out when I can.
Yeah, but didn't you tell me you're vegan, though?
I'm vegetarian.
Oh, vegetarian, okay.
But a lot of the health problems that I have are just genetic. I can't help that. And I was a preemie, too, so that's just part of it.
Oh, and,
Yeah, see like, my Derek, see, my body type is a mesomorph body type. So
uh-huh.
I'll bulk quick. I'll bulk real quick. It doesn't take much.
Hey, yo, Phil, I'm like you. Okay?
Uh-huh.
I'm exactly like you. I mean, it's like I got the muscle memory and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that, you know, the cuts is, I mean, genetically, we're the same. Trust me. Because I've seen, I was like, when my man was talking about swole fat, I almost felt like he was talking about me because it was like my body is kind of like yours. You feel me?
Yeah.
Got these muscles, but no cuts. Not real, like, not no real deep cuts.
Mm-hmm.
So, nah.
Well, picture he took originally, that picture, I was like at 209 in that picture that you saw originally.
Okay, well, there it is.
That was your, yeah, 209. I'm a lot of both. Do what?
I said I'm about 2-something, too.
Okay.
2-something also.
Well, hey, for y'all, If you know for a fact that you're both mesomorphs and not like meso-endo, because you can be a mix, too. You can have qualities of both.
Yeah, I know. That's the point I'm trying to That's the point I'm trying to make.
But a true mesomorph gains weight fast and lose weight fast too.
Yeah, for you.
Yeah, and that's
your
my
main thing.
That's
is food, food, and the frequency of your workout. Then when you have an endomorph, it's all about your calorie intake. Then if you're an ectomorph, it's all about how much you can eat and how explosive you can make it. Luckily, for
see,
me,
when
I'm,
I work I'm, out, I'm, when I work out, like. Because I'll do, like, let's say maybe 20 to 25 minutes, let's say, on the Stairmaster or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, on Fat Burn. And then I would go hit the weights. And the weights, I've been doing the same weight program, like, that Chris Gethin, a 12-week hardcore trainer, which that helped me just really with my strength and everything. I was doing that before. When you, like, you say you saw my old pictures or whatever, old videos, that I was doing the same thing. It's just the difference is back then versus now, like, well, I was eating, like, maybe, like, 4 to 5 times a day back then versus I'm not doing that right now. You know,
yeah,
eating 4 to 5.
Part.
Yeah, and it was afforded because I wasn't killing myself on cardio either. And it's like, you know, I said, man, I need to start eating like that, you know, just a little 4 times a day. But it was like I had to discipline myself to do that, though, because, you know, it's like to eat 4 to 5 times a day, you know. Like, you may have a can of tuna or you may have – you know, a piece of chicken or some vegetables or, you know, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's hard.
We work something out, man. I can help you. I haven't, everyone that I've worked with, I've worked with over 4,000 people since I've been in and out of college. Everyone I work with, they end up looking real good by the end. So you'll be good, man. Cause I don't teach nothing. I haven't tested out myself. Or seen work. I don't show nothing that doesn't have any proof behind it. So even that, I form stuff too. Just depending on your fitness level and what you do and what you want to do, we can always customize.
Okay.
But I'm trying to help people. I'm not even worried about money. I'm already working in engineering. The personal training stuff is like my hobby. I like helping people.
Well, I'm definitely check out your channel, bro.
Well, that's what I was saying. But if you was here in Houston, because I would go over there to LA Fitness over there in League City.
Mhm.
Yeah, that's why my membership said. So you know.
That.
Yeah. So like I said, too, if you was here, shoot, man, I said, but you know, you say you work up there though. So
yeah,
I'll pull your coat to you.
I work at Fort Worth now, but right now I'm just on a business trip. But I come back to Houston. Maybe like every other 2 weeks to visit family and friends, but I always work out on the weekend, so we'll set something up. Plus, I got to ask you some questions about that petrochemical company you work for. I have some friends that are interested in that, and I just wanted to know if you could kind of fill me in on what they do there.
What company?
The one you work for.
The one I work for now, or just, well, I'm gonna talk to you about that on the side. I don't want to get into details on this show about that.
Yeah, I got you. That's what I was saying. We have to talk about it later.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, Phil. Fun fact. Check this out, right? You gotta watch out for those testosterone levels, though. See, when you work out, let me explain this real quick. I call myself working out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Doing my thing, right?
Yeah.
Now, mind you, the first kid that I had with this chick, my wife, was planned, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't want to sit there, didn't want no more kids. I was like, you know what, I'm going to keep this one, right? We good. Okay?
Yeah.
We did a couple of push-ups for a week straight. Did a couple of sit-ups. Did the pull-up bar. Next thing you know, now I got my daughter. Watch it just stop her on levels.
Okay. a man's testosterone drops every time he has a child.
But I mean, if you sitting here, I'm talking about before you have the child. When you sitting here doing the workout, man, your libido just increases. Like, at least I know mine.
Well, like for the past month, I've been really, like, you know, working out a lot harder than what I normally do, and I've been taking that beast. I tell you what, that beast in the gym, shoot, man. That beast ain't a trip in the gym.
I'll tell you like this. It's like they say in a lot of those pictures and memes, the more pumps you get in the gym, the more pumps get you in the bedroom.
That's the problem, though. That is my problem.
That's not a problem for your wife, so she should be, you know, she'd be happy with you.
She's loving that, man. She loving that.
But anyway, please make sure y'all check out my site, though, anyway. Even if you don't want to look at it, just check. Give it a chance, please.
Give it to me again, please.
Blogging is my livelihood, so you know. www.gigi-asare.com.
10 seconds. Everybody got Miss Gabriella's information. Check it out.
Can you put it on a link? Can you put it on a link? Because all I got is GIGI-ASARE.
Just Google that. My name will pop up.
Okay, yeah, Google it. All right, Google it. Her name will pop up. All right, I want to thank everybody for joining the show tonight. We were discussing a lot of different things. As you can see, outside of child support, working out and everything, it's everybody dealing with a working out issue, too. Everybody dealing with that. I don't care who you are in America, you dealing with that, too. Not everybody dealing with crazy baby mamas, though. And if you're not dealing with crazy baby mama, thank God you're blessed.
We already had a conversation on that one.
Yeah, exactly.
So, if you remember, I'll see
you guys next time I do a show. Derek holler at me about the different things you want to holler at me about. You on Skype or are you calling from your phone?
I'll call you from the phone.
You can hit me up on Skype. Are you on Skype?
Yeah, I think I already have you. Is it advice?
Yeah, you added me on Skype. Yeah, just Skype me real quick.
All right, yeah, I'll do that.
All right.
See y'all next time.
All right, see everybody next week.
All right,
thanks.